In front of the Leland House, we have a wooden kiosk. We'll give you the opportunity to kind of preview some of the things that are on display up in the Pop Warner Museum. But here in the Heritage Building, you can get a quick preview. And some of the interesting items on this, one of the videos is narrated by local retired teacher Alan Manchester. And he shows some videos of Pop Warner in 1931. That's almost 90 years ago. Pop Warner training and teaching his college football players, as Pop said, how we used to play football in the old days. Now, we think of 1931 as the old days. Pop Warner was referring to the 1890s. And he has his players dressed up in 1890s era uniforms and running through some of the interesting plays that they did. Now, Pop Warner was a trained lawyer. He went to Cornell University after graduating from Griffith Institute here in Springville and moving away for a short period. He then went to Cornell University, got his degree in law, and studied and practiced law for 1 year. Then decided that he liked football coaching better, put the word out he was looking for an assistant coaching job anywhere in the United States. He did land one, and over the years, Pop coached at almost a dozen different colleges, becoming the winningest college football coach in North American history. Feel free to touch this line on the kiosk and learn a little bit more about Pop Warner. And if you're fortunate enough to be here between May and October, stop by the Pop Warner Museum and see all the displays that we have up there.